Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for a Believer's Voice of Victory special. Learn about the powerful connection between the blessing and the covenant of partnership.
Jesus said, John 10:10, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life," and that word life there is Zoe, which is the life of God. It's translated eternal life. "That they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Now, turn with me over to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. Now, Jesus said the thief does not come. Now, you notice he put the word steal first. You think about, and I caught myself quoting it this way. The thief comes, you know, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's not what Jesus said. He said he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now, you see what category that Jesus put the thief. Now, why did he put stealing first? Because a thief will kill and destroy. A thief, why? Because he's afraid of getting caught. You trap him or frighten him. He's by being a thief, he puts himself in a dangerous position, and more times than not, if people that have killed in that position were not there to kill somebody, they're there to steal something. And so that's the biblical rank: steal, kill, and destroy. Now, and there are those that start off just stealing, but then they become killers and become destroyers. So line it up, you know, the way he put it. And Satan's primary motive is to steal. Why? He doesn't have anything, but he wants it all. So he don't care whether you're in heaven or hell. Putting you in hell is just, that's something he gloated before God over. But if you're in heaven, you're out of his way. If you're in hell, you're out of his way. When you're here, his whole idea is to control you and use everything you have. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, Mylon Lefevre said it like this. He said, if you're born again and you don't have abundant life and you're not enjoying life, you ain't doing it right. That's plain enough, ain't it? So if there's something in that needs to be changed, doesn't it? Now, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, 2 Timothy 1:10. But is now made, let's read the 9th verse, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, remember what he said? I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Well, coming and appearing, that'd be the same thing, wouldn't it? Jesus Christ, but now, before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing or by the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death. Amen. and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. All right, go with me to the book of Galatians and let's find out what the scripture says the gospel is. Galatians, and let's go into the third chapter here. Verse 7, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture. Are we on good ground? Yeah. Scripture. Now, you and I consider this letter that the Apostle Paul wrote as Scripture. And it is Scripture. But you have to understand, he was not writing in his thinking. He was not writing Scripture. He was writing a letter to his partners. But God accounted it anointed, and it was inspired by the Holy Ghost, and it became Scripture in the eyes of God. And the Apostle Peter called the writings of the Apostle Paul Scripture, and in some cases he said hard to understand. You know why it was hard to understand for him? Because he handled Jesus in the flesh. And he had to back off and take a new look at him in the spirit, and he had to learn that from the Apostle Paul. You remember when Paul jumped him out? I mean, got in his face and pointed his finger in his face and said, buddy, you were wrong about that. Well, Peter didn't argue with him. He just stood there and took it. Why? He knew he was right. He had to learn that. That encourages me. Amen. But now we're on good ground here, right? Say Scripture.
Scripture.
All right. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith are the same of the children of Abraham, and the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify or make righteous the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Now that said, God preached the gospel. Whoa. If your seminary doctrine going to argue with that, I don't think I'm going to stand too close to you. Because it said God was doing the preaching. You know God's a preacher? I'm glad I'm one. Amen. You, Bob, you glad you're a preacher? Doesn't the word say, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he's anointed me to preach.
Yeah.
I think I'll preach a little bit. Dear God, I know one thing. I don't preach myself happy. Glory to God. Now, he said, now see, didn't I say a while ago, salvation in Christ Jesus is the gospel? Yeah, it's part of the blessing. Healing's part of the blessing. The coming and the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, man, part of the blessing.
The partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries have enabled the television broadcast, The Believer's Voice of Victory, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus into the homes of millions. The broadcast first went on the air in 1979 and now has the potential to reach more than 633 million people in one day. In 2006, KCM produced over 2,600 programs so that people around the world can hear and grasp the truth that Jesus is Lord.
Now let me tell you what compassion did. He did everything it took except praying the prayer.
He couldn't receive it for you. You've got to receive it. We've got to receive
it. He left it to you.
We take it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's the reason it looks too easy.
It's all
Jesus,
been done.
Come into my heart.
Yeah.
I believe you've been raised from the dead.
Amen.
I repent of sin. I repent of the past. Fill me with your spirit. Thank you very much, sir. I pray it in your name.
Receive. Just receive.
When faith gets stirred up on the inside of you, that's the way it is for healing. That's the way it is for all of it. That's the reason it produces thanksgiving beyond anything we can possibly know.
If I never met Ken or Gloria, they've done enough. You know, what the stuff that we've gotten from them has it's more than a handshake can ever. It's just I've gotten an anointing, and I talk about that to the church. But the same blessing that's on this church is going to go into your house. And the same blessing that's on Kenneth and Gloria is coming to our church. We tithe and we give offering from our church and then our personal to Kenneth and Gloria. And then we encourage our members to partner with them. This is good ground. It's just really good ground. And that anointing that's on them is transferred.
People are demanding to know. They want to know, how do I get out of this trouble? How do I get out of this mess? How do I walk with God? Not everybody's in trouble. They just want to know more about walking with God. Walking with God's about a lot more than just getting out of trouble. And so everywhere I go to this day, and I've been doing this a long time, and now my children are dealing with it, to say, it still takes my breath when people say to me, my life wouldn't be what it is if it wasn't for Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the message that they brought to me.
Partnership is connecting with that person and giving and receiving, and that's the way I believe the Bible teaches it. You give and you receive. Amen. And it goes first. Give, then you receive. And partnership is a combination of both. And as you partner with, just like we partner with Ken Copeland Ministry, the same anointing, the same blessing that is on their ministry, I believe falls on my ministry.
I will constantly be a partner. I will always be a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries because of what they've deposited in my life, because of the integrity of their ministry.
Partnership means that you're partnering with people that believe like you believe, for one thing. And they're taking the gospel and they're setting the world free.
For over 40 years, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has taken God's message of love and faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around, reaching out to millions of people in real ways, ways that have changed their lives. Kenneth Copeland Ministries cares about you. We desire for you to know what partnership really means. As our gift to you, all new partners will receive an interactive study guide, an audio teaching of the anointing in partnership, and covenant promises, a recording of scriptural prayers and confessions that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland pray over their partners daily. You'll receive in-depth insight into the ministry of the Apostle Paul, and what Kenneth Copeland learned at an Oral Roberts tent crusade that opened his eyes to the power of partnership. Plus, you'll receive a DVD entitled We're Here For You that covers the various KCM ministry outreaches. The time for change has come. Real people, real relationships, real life. Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we're here for you. To become a partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to our website at kcm.org and request your free new partner package. To order your copy by phone, call us at 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. We want to help you find the answers you need in God's Word and live a victorious life. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. Together, we can make a difference.
My name is Stephen, and this is my wife, Duffy Cook, and we live in Joshua Tree, California, and we've been partners with Kenneth Copeland Ministries for 23 years. We run a street ministry called The Way Station, and we feed hungry people. We give them food, and we give them the Word of God, and we've been doing that now for almost 22 years.
Now, Duffy, what led you all into street ministry and into feeding people?
Well, we came off the street. Stephen and I both had drug and alcohol problems before we met the Lord. And when we came to the Lord, it seemed like not very long afterwards, people were coming to us and asking us, what happened to you? What's the difference? At first, they said it wasn't going to last. And then after 6 or 8 months, they began to call us in the middle of the night with their, you know, stories and their prayer needs. And it just began there.
We started just going to the parks and, you know, giving donuts out. I'd take my guitar and sing praises to the Lord and share the love of Jesus with people. It was probably 5 years after we had been born again before we actually started the full-on ministry of the Way Station.
Now, early in your walk with the Lord, how did you all feed yourselves and begin to grow as Christians? I mean, this was new to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody turned us on to Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and we began to meet people that fellowshiped there and listened to tapes, and people gave us tapes, Kenneth Hagin tapes, Kenneth Copeland tapes, you know, Word of Faith tapes. From that moment forward, we just began to grow and grow and grow and grow in the Word of God. And we began coming to the conventions. And Steve, the first 2 years I came, was not in agreement. He didn't think that it was right or something.
Stephen, when you came to that first meeting in 1984, did you have an agenda? Were you coming for a purpose?
Yeah, I did. I came to prove to myself that Kenneth Copeland was not what he was all cracked up to be in my mind. I was totally judgmental on that. And when I was in the meeting, actually, it seems to me like Brother Copeland and maybe Lynn Mink and there was somebody else singing. They were singing opera in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beautiful. And the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, how dare you judge another man's servant? So I just said, Lord, please forgive me. Please forgive me for my judgment. And God is so gracious. You know, he points out things and jerks the slack out of our chain, you know. And that's what he did for me.
So it's been 23 years that we've been attending the conventions, and it has changed our lives. It has kept us through the hard times, just knowing how to operate in the Word, knowing God's Word, understanding that He loves us. That's what the Copelands taught us, and it's what's held us all these years.
It was like taking layers off an onion. And over a period of time, this didn't happen overnight, but we just kept pressing in. And kept believing God, and kept the Word going into our ears, and over a period of time, things have changed. And July 5th, 2001, we were at the convention here, and it was an evening service, and Jerry Seville was preaching on the enemies of the church, really, are debt and lack. And he said, write down your debt and write down your lack. Write down what you owe and what you need. And so I wrote that down. And we, at the end of the service, everybody began to praise God. It was like a hole got punched up into heaven. And 1 year, almost to the day, we received a check for our ministry for $40,900 and paid the ministry off. So we were debt-free in our ministry in 1 year. And that was as a direct result of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We wouldn't be here, we wouldn't be doing what we do today if it wasn't for the teaching that we received through this ministry. It's been a major blessing to us, and over the years we have ministered to literally thousands of people, one at a time.
Thank you, Lord, for Calvary.
And so what has God done in the ministry then since that time? Since He paid off the debt, so you were debt-free, have you all been able to expand or grow the ministry?
We have now the ability to give out to other ministries in the area, to other food ministries. We've been able to take the monies that would have cost us paying off our building and all that, we put into food, and we've sown it into other food ministries in our area. We've sown it into community organizations like the Kids Club and the Unity Home, which is a battered women's shelter. And we've been able to be a real symbol and a source of blessing to them. And as a result, several people that work for those ministries, those secular organizations, have gotten saved.
It's bigger than just ministering to street people. This has an impact on our whole community.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get a chance to minister to business people, and we get a chance to minister to every spectrum.
And I want to say something about Kenneth and Gloria and the daily broadcast. It's the very first thing Stephen and I do every morning. We have Sky Angel, and we get up, and we get our coffee, and we sit down in front of the television. It has been such a blessing. The daily broadcast has been an amazing help to us.
I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Kenneth and Gloria Copeland.
That's right.
I would not be in this room today. I don't know if I'd even be walking with God if it weren't for Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and for the whole network.
They have stayed right on the word, just done what they're called to do, and it has been such an example, and it has been an example to Stephen and I. We have watched them, we have partnered with them for 20 plus years, we have stood because we have watched what they have done, and we have seen what it has produced, and I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart for being who they are.
Thank you, Kenneth and Gloria, for loving us, even though you didn't know us, but thank you for loving us enough to take time to share these things with us and being consistent with that. And that's been a tremendous example for us. I'm so grateful.
Now, you know, Gloria, this is so important. There is a greater concept of this 12th chapter of Genesis that we talked about in that partner service. But this, we need to talk about this more and more and more, because it's expanding. The revelation of it is expanding, where God said, I will bless you and make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I'll bless them that bless you, curse them that curse you, and in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now, God does not ever change. And so, now, for instance, the Cook family, they became partners with this ministry. This ministry was walking and teaching and training in the blessing that removes debts, removes burdens, destroys yokes. God said to Abraham, when people will come help you bless, they walk in the same blessing and the same anointing in which you walk. If they try to stop you, then in God's eyes, they're trying to stop the blessing. Yeah. And then what's left? The curse.
That's right.
And he explained it all in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy.
Exactly.
He said, if you will obey my commands, then these blessings will come on you and overtake you. It's still the blessing of Abraham.
But without the blessing, there's nothing there but the curse.
But the curse. And he said, if you violate that, then these curses will come on you and overtake you. It's not a matter of God saying, boy, I'm going to curse him. I'm going to get
him.
No. He's made his statement, and
that's
this
right.
thing followed all the way through.
You know, the longer I'm in the Word, the more I see that everything in our life depends on how we either believe or reject the Word of God.
Well, that's absolutely
it. The blessing's there, the curse is there. It's our choice.
This is life. Now, the Cooks have their ministry property paid off. Their ministry is debt-free. They learned how to stand on the Word of God as partners to this ministry. And now they're walking in that blessing. Now, God has a ministry that is doing the work of Jesus. When you help Jesus, you walk in his blessing and in his anointing. When you help the Apostle Paul, then you see from his writings that you walk in his blessing and in his anointing. When it just follows all the way down through. God has someone with whom you should be partners. And you pray and find out who that ministry is. And I mean, you get connected. Yeah. If it's this one, praise God, pray about it, and get connected with it. We hear these praise reports from all over the world. Now, it's not because Gloria and I are so special. No. It's because the blessing is working. We've been walking in it. We are doing and our very utmost to be obedient to the Word of God and to the heavenly calling. Well, it hasn't changed. And we invite you right now to become partners with this ministry, but not till after you pray about it and you seek the Lord and you find out from Him that's what this ministry is, where you're supposed to make the connection. Praise God. This is vitally important to the overall blessing of the body of Christ, which is responsible for the overall blessing of this earth.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. Now, I want to pray about this first. Father, we ask you to reveal to your people right now what you would have them do concerning a divine connection with this ministry and partnership and its outreaches and everything that we are endeavoring to do to bring the blessing of God, the blessing of Abraham, that's come on all of us through Christ Jesus. And we thank you for it. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now then, those of you that are convinced that God is instructing you to become a partner with this ministry, then we want to send you this new partner package. You're a new partner, and you need to have this information the very first thing of all. There's the covenant promises, prayers, and scriptures for our partners. This is in-depth what Glory and I pray and what our prayer ministries pray in this ministry all the time. And then the anointing in partnership, which goes in the further depth than what I was talking about earlier. And then, of course, there is a study book and workbook to work right along with these and right along with your Bible, understanding the covenant of partnership, and it's a study guide. And I really want to get these to you immediately, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid, and we want to sow it into your life. Praise God. Stay with us all next week. I'm telling you, we got a partnership special in these very scriptures, in the blessing of God. Amen. And how to walk in it. This is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you again that God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. If you became a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today, remember to request your free new partner package online at kcm.org. You may also call our toll-free number or write Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. This is the year of the fullness of blessing, and together we can make a difference.
Kenneth, I appreciate the way that you're a fighter. I respect you for it, and I consider you my brother in the Lord. And Gloria, I think you are sweet to me. I look at you like you're my mom, and I love both you guys. I look at you guys, and I see the way that you want to feed me, and you want to feed my family, and you want to bless us, and you want us to prosper, and I love you for it. And don't stop. Keep going.